Chauvin, the one kneeling on George Floyd's neck in the video that's prompted protests across the country over Floyd's death during an arrest. A third night of protest violence in Minneapolis ending in ashes, a police precinct among the buildings damaged and burned, dozens more in St. Paul.
We have to restore order to our society before we can start addressing the issues, before we turn back to where we should be spending our energy, making sure that justice is served.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz says he expects swift and fair justice, but doesn't want the message peaceful protesters are trying to send to be drowned out by the rioters. All four officers have already been fired as state and federal investigations continue. The Minnesota governor called out the National Guard, but President Trump, with a suggestion of federal intervention if needed, got flagged by Twitter for language deemed to be glorifying violence, which the White House disputes. Former President Barack Obama says people being treated differently because of race is tragically normal, but shouldn't be in 2020 America. The former president posting a statement on Twitter that calls for creating a new normal where the, quote, legacy of bigotry no longer infects our institutions or our hearts. No breakthroughs in Congress on another coronavirus relief package, but Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says whatever might pass probably won't include another bonus on unemployment benefits.
Unemployment insurance is extremely important, but it's not designed to encourage you to stay home. It's designed to get you through a trough until you get back to work.
Stocks sliding today. That's blamed partly on renewed tensions with China over its crackdown on Hong Kong. The Dow has been down over 200 points. America is listening to Fox News.
With uncertainty in these times, here's something that is certain. Now save money on your wireless bill with great customer service when you switch to Pure Talk USA. Now plans start at $20 a month depending on how much data you need. All plans have unlimited talk and text. And Pure Talk covers 99% of Americans. They're confident that you're going to love their service. They have a one-month, risk-free, guaranteed 50% off your first month. Just dial #250 on your cell. Say the keyword, save now. #250, keyword, save now.
I'm giving Jeb's basement renovations one star. He kept asking me what's behind the walls down there. I'm like, why? What do you know?
No matter how hard you work for your small business, online reviewers will find something to complain about.
And then he's like, you can trust me with the job. And I'm all like, trust?
And while Progressive can't save you from these trolls, we can help you save money on commercial, auto, and business insurance.
Yeah, he charged me less than he said he would, which is lying.
Get a quote online today at progressivecommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliated and third-party insurers.
As the Biden campaign vets potential running mates, one candidate withdraws from consideration.
Senator Catherine Cortez Masto of Nevada says she's honored to be considered, but is not interested in being former Vice President Joe Biden's running mate. While she says she supports Biden 100%, Cortez Masto says she wants to remain in the U.S. Senate to help Nevadans recover from the coronavirus crisis. Biden, who has vowed to choose a woman, is also believed to be considering Senators Kamala Harris, Amy Klobuchar, and Elizabeth Warren, as well as former Georgia House Minority Leader Stacey Abrams and Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Rachel Sutherland, Fox News.
The presumptive Democratic nominee has said he hopes to name his pick by August 1st. The latest snapshot of the economy showing again just how much damage has been done in the fight against coronavirus. Consumer spending tumbling by nearly 14% in April, a record, and nearly double the previous record set in March. But Vegas casinos can reopen next Thursday.
No shows, nightclubs, and limits on the number of people at table games. Some of the changes, but Las Vegas Mayor Pro Tem Michelle Fiore will take it.
I definitely will gamble on our city.
No slot machines either. It's all part of the new normal.
So now we have face masks, we have sanitizing everything, we have plexiglass everywhere.
But there's no shortage of people ready to gamble. Derek Stevens owns two casinos and had an offer people could not refuse.
We came up with this crazy idea to buy 1,000 flights from all over the country to help kickstart Las Vegas.
He paid for 1,700 trips to the strip. So what does that mean to the bottom line?
We're expecting at least a 35% comeback in our first weekend of June 4th.
CJ Papa, Fox News.
Safety measures, the consensus plan all over the world. France's Louvre Museum, which now plans to reopen July 6th, says they'll have a booking system in place and signs asking people to social distance and wear masks. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. And there are no contracts or commitments. Programs start as low as $199 per month, and there's no network. So you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. So your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us, live and local now. Joining us in studio, this is I didn't know he was coming in studio. We've been having all phone guests, but Pat Casale from the MultiCare Group. The reason we want to have him on, there's been all this talk that the president and the Republican National Committee is okay. Don't move the microphone after we're up. Come on, you know this.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. The president and the Republican National Committee has essentially told North Carolina's governor, put up or shut up. Either we're in or we're out. And if we need to take the convention somewhere else, we're not going to do it at 25% capacity or 75% capacity. We want the full dose. And now the question is, well, if not Charlotte, North Carolina, then where? And Pat Casale says, why not
Nevada,
Las Vegas and Nevada?
You know, it's interesting. Arizona's in. You have Texas is in. They're interested in Georgia besides us. And the only difference between us and the other three states is our governor is a Democrat. And Chairman McDonald has been all over it from day one. We were very involved in trying to get it here. And we lost
out
to Charlotte.
You were like second, and you could have been first if you wanted, but
LBCVA
did not want it.
Raleigh, Rowland, Cotter put the damper on it initially. We got in there at the last second. And frankly, the body wanted us to get it. They wanted to go to Las Vegas. Chairman McDonald is unique. Here's a guy who was born and raised in Las Vegas, has had many opportunities to get a job in D.C., but does not want to leave his constituents, his people here. And he basically said to the body, or at the bidding platform, he's like, listen, my goal, if I was to be successful, is totally bipartisan. I'd love the DNC one week and the RNC the next, because Nevada is the only place in the world that can hold conventions successfully in a box where they would not have to leave, and yet Nevada could generate almost, up to almost $2 billion of revenue. It would be great because in the summertime it's really slow. It would help the casinos. It would boost morale. It would bring in money. That was his goal. But right now his goal is to bring it back to Nevada if possible.
And right now, today, we've got how many thousands, hundreds of thousands of hotel rooms that right now are empty?
I have a better question for you. Where in the country could you put 50,000 people in a box where they wouldn't have to go more than a mile one way or the other?
Yeah. This is the perfect venue. Now the question is, have we gotten any indication from Governor Sisolak or others? Do we have any indication whatsoever as to whether he will accept it, reject it? I mean, this would be a huge hit for the city. This would be great.
it would be time for Governor Sisolak to put the constituents of Nevada before politics. And really, when you look at the amount of money we've lost between the NCAA tournament, we lost with hockey games, what we lost with regard to the NFL draft, and right now, we're not the only game in the United States with sports betting. We are at a point where we're holding on by a string, and if we don't get this going into September, where will we be by December? And will we ever return to where we were? And what about all those jobs that they're talking about that maybe 20% of all the unemployed will not return? Now what are they going to do? Or they're going to go back to work for a pay cut? This is an opportunity for the governor to work with Mr. McDonald and the RNC to bring a convention that could generate 50,000 bodies in 1 week. And the amount of money that we would generate for the Strip, but how about the tax revenue to help alleviate some of the pressures that they're going to have? Because their conversation up there right now will be state tax, property taxes increases, gasoline tax. This could stop some of that problem.
In the early negotiations, when we were in the running for the Republican National Convention, what was the cash commitment that the city or the county or the state would have had to come up with? And is this going to be a fire sale situation where just say you hold the thing, open up the hotel space, open up the T-Mobile or wherever it is, or
the commitment would be minimal because, first of all, Raider Stadium should be open. So now the Raider Stadium gets that revenue going. And then you have the casinos with the rooms with their spa treatments. We have a lot of convention people who've been out of work for months that could get back to work in August, which would be a big influx of cash for them, because I got a couple of businesses I was about to write insurance on that need money. They're staying alive by a string. These are the kind of things you're looking at. So the cash investment for Nevada would not be great at this point. The investment would be, we'll open for you, okay? And now the Strip's making some money, okay? The convention center or maybe the Raider Stadium gets involved. There's a lot of pluses here. It's not a big investment for us at this point to transition over. Very little outlay of cash.
Imagine a concession speech at Allegiant Stadium.
Unbelievable. The Raiders couldn't ask for perfect timing.
65,000 people.
Well, they won't get that, but they'll have 50. But think about it. How great would that be?
I don't know.
How about to kick off the new Raiders Allegiant Stadium here in Nevada? Wouldn't that be amazing?
That would be.
And Michael, that was Michael's plan. I mean, when you look at, first of all, between the Wynn and the Venetian, or Palazzo and the Venetian and the Wynn, you could contain everybody there if you wanted to be crazy, but you could also box them in from the Excalibur all the way down to Allegiant Stadium, block that whole area off. The rest of the Strip wouldn't be impeded. People would not have to leave a designated area. In Cleveland, we had to travel in, go through security through the Cleveland Indians Stadium.
But you had places that were like 40 miles away.
Exactly. And Charlotte is even crazier. I mean, I don't want to go there and stay at Motel 6. I'm being sincere.
No.
I've been back there, okay? And the problem is it's so spread out. Only place in the United States, the only place in the world where you could really have a convention and consolidate it into a box, not having spread out. Like a lot of conventions get spread out when they come here in town. You could condense everything into a box, and everybody has got to leave the area. And that would be an influx of cash, and that would definitely bring money to Las Vegas. It would also do something else, Kevin. It tells the whole world Las Vegas is back. Convention centers are back to Nevada. Let's get it rolling. We need this really
bad. Just imagine all the money that the LVCVA spends on, media campaigns. I mean, this would be like the mother of all media campaigns led by the President of the United States.
Look at how much money they pay some of their people.
Oh, yeah.
This thing could help quantify why we're doing it.
Yeah.
So I'm telling you, Michael's on it real hard.
What is the timetable? I had heard it was going to be within a week. Governor Cooper was either going to put or shut up.
We probably won't know for a couple of more days, maybe early part of next week. The holiday weekend wasn't easy to deal with. But I think the governor of North Carolina is making a big mistake because of his constituents. The real problem we have in America is bipartisanship is gone. It's total partisanship. Everything's about left versus right. 26 states are open, 24 states are closed. I mean, what's going on here? I mean, when you look at what's going on a national level, it's scary. And I'd have to believe part of the problem in Minnesota is a derivative of the COVID shutdown. People are frustrated. People are crazy. I mean, I personally think that they mishandled the whole thing. As soon as they discharged the police officers, I would have made an arrest. That would have mitigated 90% of the issues you had going on. And I listened to Minnesota speak yesterday. They're people, and they're looking for more evidence. I'm here to tell you, you have 9 minutes of video. You don't need any
pretty
more.
Pretty convincing.
It's pretty convincing. And the guy's talking, and you got audio. But be that as it may, I think what you're seeing around the country, and you're starting to see people come out, and they want to protest, they're frustrated. You know, this thing about social distancing, masks, it's starting to play out. It's not fun anymore.
But let me ask you, though. The left has tried to make a case that, well, because there was so much anger and so much grief, that we have to accept burning down the 3rd Precinct police station.
Should have heard the governor today.
Trying to burn down the Walmart. Or not the Walmart, but the Target that creates jobs in that community,
and not white jobs, everybody's job.
Yeah, that's incredible. What do you make of it though? That there is some sort of justification for this? The rioting, not the protest.
I don't think the rioting can be justified. I got to tell you, the president's tone could improve. He's not a politician because he doesn't think before he speaks. Sometimes I get it. But I do understand.
Or tweets.
Right. But I get where he's coming from. But the reality is right now, the United States of America is in a very, very serious lockdown mode. Economy is tough. The 4 things that people care about is money, a jingle in their pocket, food on the table, roof over their head, and clothes on their back is jeopardized. And then you hear the Democrats are saying, you know what we're going to do? We want to extend the $600 stimulus to the end of the year. So I put a question on Facebook. If you make $25 an hour, how much do you make a week and how much do you make a year? And it equates to $52,000. Now people, usually with unemployment, you're getting $469. Now you're taking home $1,069. What are you really making if you worked it out on a big picture? And yet, you know, they were crying about $15 an hour jobs. This is about $28 an hour. So why would I want to go back to work? And how can you argue with anybody who's taking home $1,069? Hey, greetings and salutation. Go back to your work. Guess what? You're going to make $800 a week, $700 a week. But I have another one for you. If you happen to go not work, you don't have health insurance. You got to buy health insurance on the exchange. Got news for you. No more tax credits. You pay full premium. You're out of pocket. Deductibles on a cheapest plan, $7,000. Everything changes. Oh, and your kids don't go on Medicaid.
Which reminds me, I've been meaning to ask you, did you sell much insurance during the shutdown?
I actually sold a couple of group policies. I sold.
Did you really?
Yeah, actually I did. And I actually, my renewals came through pretty well. I got my PPP for my business, and I wrote about 60 individual policies. A lot of people are qualifying for Medicaid. It's very sad, and the whole thing is just a cluster. And not to mention how many people didn't get their unemployment checks, even though they're retroactive. But from top to bottom, I think if we could plug in a convention of this magnitude, Las Vegas would really prosper. The governor, Sisolak, could probably redeem himself with the voters because right now I don't know if he can ever get reelected. I don't think his own party will support him.
But what about – this is one thing that's just amazed me, that through all of this, what I originally called an uneven performance has turned into a disaster.
Yeah.
I mean, Dieter. I mean, Dieter is worse than you remember the healthcare.gov thing and how the state botched that. This is worse than that because people have house payments to make and car payments to make and they
finally figured out how to handle that, by the way.
No, but they're still having problems with it.
Well, no, I'm talking about
having a news conference today on
a mortgage. They put it back. They'll add the 3
forbearance.
Months. But the problem you have across the board, though, people haven't gotten their money right away because they weren't prepared for the amount of people at one time. And this is not just a Nevada thing. It's been a national thing, from my understanding. So when you look at all the impact, and the systems are old, they couldn't handle it, people don't want to hear that. I want to buy food. And then you have Nancy Pelosi on a national show at night showing off her $25,000 Sub-Zero refrigerator filled with ice cream. I mean, we have problems in America. And you know what? That proves one thing. That the elite politicians, and it's not a Democrat thing or a Republican thing, it's a politician thing. They're eating steak and the American people aren't. And I believe in my heart they should not receive any money.
So where are the Republicans?
Oh, I love this
question. Coming out after the governor. I mean the Sisolak stuff, and there was a recall effort that failed.
I love you for asking me that question, and I'll tell you why.
So where are they?
We have calls every Tuesday and Thursday with the RNC here in the state, and they've talked to our elected Republicans. And I'm ashamed to tell you that our elected Republicans are a bunch of wimps. They have no balls. Because if I were elected, what I would be doing is I would hold a presser, because here's how it would go. They were told by the Sisolak team and Frierson, we don't need your input. We got this. This is all the Democrats are running the show 100% out of Sisolak's mouth and out of Frierson's mouth. Titus said it. Everybody who's
Scott Hammond said he hadn't heard from the governor for like four weeks.
Hammond told us the same thing on the call. Elko guy Ellison said the same thing. But I called out Wheeler. I'm like, Wheeler, you want to challenge Ronna McDaniel saying the mail-in vote's no good, like something that like big deal? How come you, the leader of the party, aren't coming out having press conferences telling everybody in Nevada, Democrat, Republican, Independents, guess what? We have no say-so even though we're elected. Instead, Gokuchi is on their side. You know what I'm seeing? We have more rhinos in politics or people that don't give a rat's behind than you could imagine that are Republican. It's scary. It really is a shame. Okay? We need a lot more people to wake up and smell the coffee, because you can only do so much. And unfortunately, a lot of this falls back on the RNC people, but they're not elected. They are just like you and I, and they're out there working their butts off. But the real people who have substance actually got elected. And where are they? How come they're not backing up Mayor Goodman? Who, by the way, Mayor Goodman would be all over this.
Why no?
Because you know what? It makes sense. It's cash flow to the city. Her constituents would be taken care of. Michelle Fiore would be for it. I even wonder if other people in Clark County wouldn't be on that side saying, you know what, this would be a great opportunity. Steve, let's do it.
And I'm shocked. You just gave me an idea. What about gaming? Would gaming ever get behind this?
I really wonder. I got to tell you something. When they hired Merens, who was in Macau when Macau was shut down for 2 weeks, knew this was coming to the United States, I kind of wonder if that wasn't insider trading. Gets paid $52 million to walk, and then he gets hired by our governor. There's something wrong with this picture. Our governor goes to Montana last weekend, hangs out with his buddy from California. I mean, why didn't he just worry about Nevadans and try to get money from the federal government? Instead, he gets part of a $1 trillion five-state call? That's never going to happen.
Pat Casale from the MultiCare Group. If folks want to improve their health insurance, and by the way, there are, in fact, 27 million people during the pandemic lost their health insurance in one fell swoop. 27 million.
And not every state had a guaranteed open window.
Exactly. Tell me where people can find you.
They can call my office at 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. Or even my cell, 702-286-1014. If you lose your insurance between now and Sunday, you're eligible for what's called a qualifying life event. I can enroll you on Monday for Monday's insurance. If you lose your coverage in June for going into July, you can enroll in July. It's stuff like that that can happen. We can help you. We can make a difference.
And again, the phone number?
702-396-9449. Or my cell, 702-286-1014.
Thanks so much for coming by.
No, but I tell you what, we need you to support. We got to push the governor.
Yep. We are going to do that. Stick around. More to do as we continue live and local now.
Do you or a member of your family suffer from chronic pain? Would you like to make the pain go away? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Then you need to check out the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIPCOA, they treat your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. I suffered from chronic pain due to an impingement of my rotator cuff. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, nothing worked. Then a friend suggested I contact PIPCOA, and after just 6-hour-long treatments, the pain went away. In fact, I canceled my scheduled surgery.
And after a brief hiatus due to the coronavirus, Pipcoa is back accepting appointments. Whether your pain comes from headaches, a disc injury, broken bones, hip or knee injury, neuropathy, even PTSD, regardless of the source of your pain, Pipcoa can make the pain go away. You don't have to live with the chronic pain. Make the pain go away. Call Pipcoa at 702-546-8767. That number again, 702-546-8767.
There is good news. We will recover. We will thrive if we act now. I'm Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your congressman in Nevada's District 4. I'm not a professional politician. I'm a 20-year military veteran and a successful business owner. I know how to balance a budget, secure a border, and help President Trump revive our economy. Nevada, we need a congressman who will work for you. I can help. Join SamPetersForCongress.com. Remember, Sam Peters, the number 4, Congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by friends of Scott Hammond.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV. You'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor of Nevada. As the owner of Las Vegas Psychery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. During the COVID-19 business shutdown, the Department of Homeland Security has categorized bicycle shops as essential businesses. We've been servicing a lot of bikes to help people get their two-wheeled transportation up and running. Many people who are losing their jobs are now using their bicycles for transportation. They don't have money for their car or their insurance, so they'll use a bike to get around. Our community is also using them as a way to get outdoors, stay in shape, and enjoy the fresh air. If you need help dusting off the cobwebs and getting on your bike, we're here to service you curbside from 9 to 5 daily. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215, as well as the Bonneville Transit Center downtown Las Vegas. Our phone number is 702-596-2953.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Stick around. More to do. Rico Aller will join us from Northern Nevada, the owner of Carson Insulation. Business has been good there. It's going to get better when we reopen the state. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more live and local now.
I'm Maria Bartiromo, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are falling in afternoon trading as investors brace for President Trump's response to China's push for tighter security controls on Hong Kong. And Morgan Stanley is planning to kick off the return of trading staffers to its New York headquarters in mid to late June, according to sources. Morgan Stanley will be among one of the first Wall Street firms to bring more employees back to the trading floor after months of working from home. And a ride-hailing giant is changing the way you travel. Uber will be letting passengers use its service on an hourly basis for $50 per hour for up to 7 hours at a time. The hourly bookings feature is already available in several international cities, but this is the first time it's being offered in North America. Uber's hourly booking will be available in 12 U.S. cities as of June the 2nd, including Atlanta, Chicago, Houston, Miami, Philadelphia, and Phoenix. The company plans to expand to other cities in the coming weeks. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The now former Minneapolis police officer who kept his knee on an unarmed black man's neck until he died has been taken into custody. Governor Tim Walz says about fires burning after the protests over George Floyd's death.
The ashes are symbolic of decades and generations of pain, of anguish.
But he says order must be restored before those issues can be addressed. President Trump again calls for social media companies to be held more accountable after his tweet about the Minneapolis riots. When the looting starts, the shooting starts, is flagged and then reflagged by Twitter.
Twitter used what it calls a public interest notice to flag the president's original post, meaning the tweet will be hidden behind a notice that says this tweet violated the Twitter rules about glorifying violence. Twitter then affixed the warning label again on the reposted tweet on the official White House account.
Fox's John Decker. America's listening to Fox News.
This is the moment when America comes together.
And Fox News Channel is with you every step of the way.
There are so many uplifting stories, people helping each other.
America's best shine brightest when needed the most.
The spirit of generosity has been enormous.
We took an oath to be here for the public, so we're not going anywhere.
We are resilient. Thanks to her citizens, the America we know will come out of this stronger than ever before.
America Together, on air and online. Only Fox News Channel. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, The Campaign with Bret Baier.
I asked the president if he thought that this election was going to be a referendum on how he handled the crisis. He said no, but then came back to it's going to be a big fact.
Joe Biden's job remains very challenging to get people to oust an incumbent, especially during a time of crisis. Trump's problem is he has been very poor at managing expectations throughout this process so far.
Subscribe and listen now by going to Fox News Podcasts.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-304-5558. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm. This powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-304-5558. 1-800-304-5558.
Well, my husband is a retired sergeant from the Air Force.
Well, he was in the Army for 14 years and an MP.
23 million veterans, they're heroes who need our help.
Well, I'm here because my daughter has had her third surgery for cancer.
We've had some difficulties, so we're here quite some time. We're going on 3 weeks.
When our heroes' families need help, they turn to Fisher House.
We learned about the Fisher House through the doctor, and we were so grateful, because who has 3 weeks to be able to come and stay at a hotel?
Fisher House is a safe, free place to stay for families of wounded warriors and veterans receiving treatment at VA and military medical centers.
Fisher House is not only a home away from home, it was like family away from family.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Helping military and veterans families. Fisher House at fisherhouse.org. Sometimes having family close by is a hero's best medicine.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
So good to have you with us. It's Live and Local Now. Rico Aller joining us. The owner of Carson Insulation, that big, beautiful blue building in Mount House out there on 50 Highway East. It's incredible. The job, and they've done an amazing job right through this pandemic. Rico, good morning. How's business today?
Business is very, very good, Kevin. We're busy as bees, and things are going well. We had our, I'm actually in Columbia, California right now. I just went and did an estimate for a long-term friend of mine. We had a corporate meeting yesterday, so I was in California for that. And I was looking at the list of bids that they had for today, and I saw a friend of mine from high school name on the list. And so I got to go see him, and I just been at his house, and it was pretty cool. I've seen him since high school.
Just to recap, for people that maybe don't follow us every Friday, you've done very, very well through the pandemic. Am I right?
Yeah, we slowed down. I mean, it was nothing like it would have been had we not had the problem. But we've been able to maintain all of our employees. We haven't let anybody go, and we've done pretty well. And right now we're quite busy. So there are ups and downs. It's not as consistent as it would have been otherwise.
Are you still hiring?
Yep. We're still hiring. We hired a new guy in San Andreas last week, and one in Carson City last week. Wow. But, we have some of them come and go. We had one fellow who was had a wife who was pregnant, and he quit because he's afraid of contracting disease. His wife was kind of an at-risk person being pregnant, so
yeah,
we lost him.
Can I ask you a question, though? And this goes back to kind of the Governor Sisolak and all the other governors. Did they oversell this virus thing?
Yeah, they did. And I overbought, too, I got to tell you, because I was, it was frightening to me too, and what the ramifications were. But as we've learned more, we're finding that it wasn't as virulent as we had feared, and there are vastly more people who have contracted it asymptomatically. And we're learning more. But right now, we need to open up. This is what's going on. I'm sorry to use that term, but it's nonsense. We need to open up because there are people dying every day. I talked to my doctor at my annual meeting day before yesterday. On Wednesday, and he said that he had a patient die who had who was just afraid to go to the hospital, and he had a pacemaker that had a very simple thing, the batteries had worn out, and he had to go to the hospital and have it replaced, and he was afraid to go to the hospital, and he died, and had been a long-term patient of Dr. Kamazi, my heart surgeon. So, and that's happening every day.
Wow. Let me just ask you, though, this whole thing of the coronavirus, people staying indoors, flattening the curve, you tell me, did it work? I mean, is that why our numbers keep going down? That's what the governor says. You were great, Nevada. You stayed at home for Nevada, blah, 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 blah. Is that why?
Well, I think it's part of it. I'm fairly certain that there would have been a lot more deaths if we had not done what we did. I don't think that's... I don't have a problem with that. What I have a problem with is not taking into account the downside and the cost in lives and health and the healthcare system of the actions we have taken. And that has to be evaluated and weighed to make it reasonable. And it's not reasonable this time. There are more people dying because of the restrictions than are being saved. I feel like, and it's just destroying our economy, and that ruins people's lives. If you're a government employee and you got a sure check coming in, you don't care. You don't see the reality of people going on striving to make a living because they don't have to do that, and they never have, most of them. And it's perverse.
Yeah, I like the idea of taking all those people you've been seeing on TV every day and cutting their salaries in half and see how they deal with it.
You bet. That would be a grand plan. I love it.
By the way, only because we're running a little short on time today, I want to ask you about what's been going on in Minnesota, which is also what's been going on in Los Angeles, Phoenix, Louisville, and other cities across America. George Floyd, his tragic death. There has been an arrest of the officer Chauvin, I believe it is, that had the knee on the neck of... George Floyd. Your thoughts on that, and in particular, the aftermath. They're calling themselves protesters. They're really rioters and looters. What do you make of it?
Well, I think people there's a cross section of our society that's always looking for an opportunity, you know, an excuse to justify their ill conduct. I think it is rioting. It's not really a protest against that, but that's kind of the spark that ignited the fire. But underlying all this, I think, Kevin, there is a deep seated frustration about COVID and the fact that these lockdowns. I think that's had an impact on people that is pervasive. I think it's through all of us to some degree or another. I know I feel it myself. I'm angry, and I'm not angry enough to loot, but I'm angry. And I think that in a lot of people, it's what pushed them over the edge.
The president, through all of this, he had a very conciliatory message the other day, but yet people on the left still don't like the way he did this. He has threatened the governor of Minnesota and the mayor of Minneapolis with sending in federal troops to keep order. What do you make of the president's response to this senseless death? And the ensuing rioting. It's not protesting, it's rioting.
Yeah, I think his response was appropriate. I don't have a problem with it at all. And, you know, Minneapolis is your typical liberal city run by liberals who have no good sense whatsoever about human nature. You know, this idea that there's going to be some kind of a utopian society that they promised for all this time appeals to people who are weak-minded. And there's a cross-section of people who are that. And this is the result of liberals running government. And they've done a miserable job there. And it's pitiful. If I lived in Minneapolis, I'd be planning my move to another state, maybe Georgia or Florida or somewhere else to get out of that liberal state.
Well, I will tell you this. I know some people that are leaving Nevada because they sense that we are becoming a liberal state if we are not already one. And they're moving to places like Arizona and Utah and other communities. You know, it doesn't take much for people to vote with their feet.
How bad it has to be for people to leave Nevada to go to. I got a friend that moved to New Jersey. Can you believe that?
Wow.
Left Nevada to move to New Jersey. I mean, I've been to New Jersey. My God, you couldn't give me that state if I owned it.
Hey, just remember, I'm the guy that left Marina Del Rey, California, for Detroit, Michigan.
Well, that was business. That had to be business.
It was
buddy.
Business. It was a lot of business.
Well, you do what you got to do.
There were a lot of zeros.
If my family needed me to do it, I would do whatever needs to be done to feed my kids and take care of my family. That's a fact. And I have in all my life, I've done what I needed to do to make sure my family was fed and taken care of. But if I had my druthers and I could live anywhere I wanted to live, you're going to be surprised. I would live in the Ouachita Mountains of Oklahoma, the eastern Oklahoma Mountains.
Wow.
If I could live anywhere I want, if kids and family weren't a consideration, that's where I would be today. I love that country. It's a beautiful, spectacular place.
Good for
you, man. Wonderful hunting. Great people. Great place.
Good for you. What do you make of the reopening of the state? Part of the state reopened today at 12:01. On next Thursday morning at 12:01, gaming returns. How will your life change with the return of gaming to our state?
Well, I'll be able to go to the Como's coffee shop in Dayton and have my breakfast. There's that. That's about the only thing that matters to me. I don't really care much about the gaming part of it.
Simple pleasures,
I do care about
man.
All those employees. What's that?
Simple pleasures.
Yep. I'll tell you, I got to have my first sit-down meal in a restaurant last Friday.
Where'd you go? Where'd you go?
Well, believe it or not, I went to Denny's. It was the only place open.
Oh, come on!
So I had to go to Denny's. But you know what? It was like a... It was glorious. I had a grand slam, and it was wonderful to just be able to sit down in a restaurant, have someone come and wait. And I got really angry a couple of days ago. I call the barber shop that I go to. I won't mention the name. It's a national chain, and I called them and said I'd like to make an appointment. And they said, "Well, we'd like you to go on our website." I said, "Well, I'm talking to you now. Let's just put me down for give me a time, and I'll be there." And they said, "Well, we just don't really like." I said, "Okay, how about I never come there again? Bye." I'm never going to walk in that door again. Piss me off.
Whoa.
How rude. I mean, you know, the guy's on the phone with me. He could have just said, okay, 1 o'clock. I had all day, anytime he said. But they wouldn't do it unless I went online to do it. Well, you know, I just thought it was rude, and I, you know, maybe I'm just persnickety, but it pissed me off, and I'm never going to go there again. I've been going there for 8 years. Never going to walk in that door again. I am going to walk in one more time to tell them I'm not coming back ever. I want them to see my face when I tell them.
I just love that. Rico, always good, man. We'll do it again next Friday. How about it?
You betcha, Kevin. You have a wonderful, glorious weekend.
You too, my friend. That's Rico Aller joining us, the owner of Carson Installation, the beautiful blue building in Mound House. Yeah. You know what it's time for now? This is something that we do every Friday. Every Friday. We have missed a few over the years, mainly because of the press of business, but we almost always get around to it, even if we wait till the last quarter hour. But this is where we celebrate the best day of the week.
It's Friday.
Here we go, folks.
Friday. Wall to wall. It's Friday.
See, I love it. We have fun.
Hey, it's Friday.
Friday.
Wall to wall. It's Friday.
Friday.
What day is it?
Oh, come on, you know better. It's Friday. I just love that. I just love that. What did I tell you? I told you that we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic, and we do it together. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge, remember that, on East Flamingo at Pecos? They stayed open 24/7. They never closed to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect for the past 30-plus years. And while we all wait for gaming to return on June 4th, Ichabod's full menu is available 24/7 for carryout or curbside pickup. Now, to order, all you have to do is call Ichabod's Lounge at 702-451-2323. I went in there yesterday. They have totally remodeled to accommodate COVID-19. Here's the number, 702-451-2323. And remember, gaming returns to Ichabod's this coming Thursday, June 4th. Ichabod's Lounge is back on East Flamingo at Pecos. Owner Francois says, welcome back. Stick around, more to do as we continue. It is live and local now. Let's face it, these are challenging times. Hey, Kevin Wall here for SRT Special Services. Since 2014, SRT Special Services has provided Southern Nevada businesses with executive protection, safe rooms, residential security, and more. Now, in the COVID-19 era, it's important to know who's coming into your place of business. Ask the pros at SRT Special Services about the Liberty AI with facial recognition and thermal scanning. The Liberty AI can let you know if the next customer through your front door is running a temperature, protecting your employees, your customers, and your corporate liability. Facial recognition and temperature scanning technology has been out there for years. Now, the security pros at SRT Special Services can offer the Liberty AI at a price that even small mom-and-pop businesses can afford. If your business deals with the general public, you need the Liberty AI from SRT Special Services. Call 702-221-1942. That's 702-221-1942. Call today.
Hey, Nevada. This is Ted Nugent. That's right. Ted Nugent full time. I'm calling on behalf of Republican candidate for Congress, Sam Peters, who I have proudly endorsed. Sam is a retired Air Force officer, a Bronze Star earning warfighter, and one hell of an American. Like me, he supports God, family, country, President Trump, the Second Amendment, the Constitution, and Build That Wall. In fact, leaders at the NRA, we just gave Sam a perfect rating. As a business owner, Sam knows how to get Nevada back to work and our country rocking and rolling again. Join Ted Nugent, the Nugent family. Endorse Sam Peters for Nevada with your vote. Learn more about Sam at sampetersforcongress.com. That's Sam Peters, the number 4, congress.com.
I'm Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your congressman in Nevada's District 4. Nevada, we need a congressman who will work for you. I can help. I approve this message.
This is paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters for Congress. God bless America.
In these troubled times, we all need to prepare for the unexpected. Hey, Kevin Wall here. That's why I recently called Castle Insurance Group to do a full review of my insurance. In an emergency, I wanted to be fully covered, but I also wanted to make sure I was getting the most bang for the buck. I spent all of about 10 minutes with my Castle Insurance Group agent, and the next morning, she had my quotes for auto and renter's insurance ready to go. She not only improved my coverage, but she also saved me hundreds of dollars. In these uncertain times, who couldn't use more money in their pocket? At Castle Insurance Group, they'll find you the best policy from name brand insurers like Progressive, Nationwide, Safeco, Travelers, Hartford, and ASI. Would you like to save money on your home, auto, and life insurance while actually improving coverage? Then call my friends at Castle Insurance Group at 702-714-1060. Ask for a free quote. That's 702-714-1060. All it will cost you is 10 minutes and a phone call. That's 702-714-1060.
Vote Silver Cross for Regent. Vote Silver Cross for Regent. Vote Silver Cross for Regent. He's the right man for you. Vote Silver Cross for Regent. Yes, Silver Cross for Regent. Vote Silver Cross for Regent. He's the right man for you.
Hi, I'm Stephen Silver Cross, candidate for Nevada Regent. This year's primary is an all-mail-in ballot, so be sure to keep your eyes out for yours in the mail. And remember to vote Silver Cross for Regent.
Vote Silver Cross for Regent. Yes, Silver Cross for Regent. Vote Silver Cross for Regent. He's the right man for you.
Paid for by Friends for Stephen Silver Cross.
Hi, I'm Jim Small, and I'm running for State Assembly in District 2. I grew up instilled with the values of hard work, giving back to the community, and spending money wisely. District 2 wants a representative in Carson City that will fight high taxes and regulations that hurt businesses and the livelihood of everyday Nevadans. I have carried those values all of my life, and I have the necessary experience to do the job. My name is Jim Small, and I'm running to be your assemblyman in District 2. Remember, think big, vote small. Paid for by Jim for Nevada.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
You know, it's always interesting. Our crack research staff, that means Mark Hoke, is always out there looking for the odd piece of audio. And, boy, did he find it? Yikes. Mad Maxine. That's what we call her, Mad Maxine. Maxine Waters, congressman from the People's Republic of California. And it's interesting that in the aftermath of the George Floyd killing, Mad Maxine came up with some bizarre deal, arguing that Trump, and by this was on TMZ. I'm not usually on TMZ. Mark is. That's why he does what he does. And he accused President Trump of dog whistling and essentially stoking racial tensions. She did this on TMZ.
My first thought was, not again, not one more killing. And I'm reflecting on all of the killings of young black men in particular, but of course black women too, at the hands of the police and at the hands of, these white supremacists. And I'm thinking about the way that the president conducts himself. In a way, he's dog whistling. And I think that they're feeling that they can get away with this kind of treatment. And I'm just so sorry about the loss of another life.
There were people taking cell phone video of this, forgetting about the body cams that the officers had. They saw people taking pictures and
the officers saw it.
Of this. The officers, four of them, yet they still did it. For 8 minutes, and the three that watched did nothing, and the one with the knee on George kept it there, knowing people were shooting it.
I think that the officer who had his knee on his neck enjoyed doing what he was doing. I believe sometime some of these officers leave home thinking, I'm going to get me one today. And I think this was his one that he got today. And he didn't care or whether or not anybody was photographing him. He did what he was doing. And the officers who stood there and watched him are just as guilty as he is. And I'm glad that all of them were fired. If, in fact, you have subdued a suspect and you're not in any danger at all because the handcuffs are on him, there's no reason for the police to do what these police did. And they don't even mention in the report that the knee was on the neck of George Floyd. You give them the right, they would say, to shoot you if you interfere with an arrest. And so it's dangerous. And citizens are doing the best job that they could do by photographing it. They're photographing, they're showing what is taking place. And what we're finding is that the justice system does not work because the justice system will find a way to protect those officers in most cases. They will find justifiable homicide. And that's what we've got to deal with. We've got to deal with the fact that we're in America with a justice system that does not work for everybody.
There you go. Mad Maxine Waters. I'm going to tell you, this whole thing, and again, I spent much of last night in prepping the show. I watched what was going on in Minneapolis and in Louisville and in Phoenix and in Los Angeles. And the recipe is the same. People that think there is some correlation between peaceful protest and rioting. What we saw was nothing more, nothing less than a riot. It was anarchy. The cops left, let them burn down their third precinct. By the way, somebody's going to have to rebuild that. The people of Minneapolis are going to end up paying for a new police station. The third precinct is gone. Decimated. But that somehow there is an equivalency. And there isn't. What we saw last night was rioting. It was not protesting. It was not peaceful protesting. Although there were a lot of people just milling around watching the bonfire. And we saw this with cars that were set on fire. Somebody's going to have to pay for that car. I don't know who. I don't know. Will the insurance pay out if you're in the midst of a riot? I don't know. Should have asked Pat Casal when he was here. No. But it was just bizarre. Anyway, it was something else. And watching it last night was so sad because the name George Floyd stopped being front and center. And it became about the rioters, the looters. You know, and by the way, these were people that were burning down buildings where their people in the neighborhood lived and worked. Will it happen again tonight? Stay tuned. Hope you have a great weekend. Big week coming up. We're going to have amazing news for you coming up next week. Do not miss it under any circumstances. Don't miss next week's shows. They're going to be the most important shows that we have probably done in 5 years on this radio station. Yeah. So make sure. Make sure you're listening. Till we join you then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of your weekend, would you please? Live and local now. Last night I heard a letter slam, and so I wish that I could stay before the thing could answer me. Well, someone came and took the lamp away. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
ABET, Winchester, Las Vegas, 790. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Murder charges in Minneapolis on Lisa Brady, Fox News. County prosecutors just announcing that the officer seen kneeling on the neck of George Floyd, who died.